Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 25 is coming up. Welcome, everybody, to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate and showcase the amazing blues music originating from right here in Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. This is show number 25 of PDX Bluescast, and it's 2 weeks and 2 days late. And for that, I sincerely apologize to those of you in particular who got in touch with me and said, "Where's the show?" Personal stuff has been coming up and making it tough to fit the shows into my schedule. But it's really important to me. It really bothers me to miss a show, and I make every effort not to. But life gets in the way sometimes, and so that's what happened this past week. But we're back on track for the time being, anyway. And I think we have a good show this week, and it's show number 25, which is kind of a cool milestone. It's neat to have gotten this far, and I couldn't have done it without the cooperation of the many artists whose music has been featured on the show, and certainly without your support, the listeners who keep coming back and who keep letting me know what they like about the show and stuff they're enjoying, and encouraging me to keep doing more. So with that, let's move on. Oh yeah, before we move on though, I've got to correct myself. The last show, show number 24, I was really sloppy in a couple places. One was that I directed you all to go and hear the Yellow Dog Records showcase with Terry Robb, Mary Flower, and Mark Lemhouse, and I sent you all over to the Guy Walters Cultural Center in Hillsboro, and in fact, our friend Walter Guy of the Portland area and a band leader who you've heard on the show before got in touch with me and said, "Hey, it's pretty cool about the Guy Walters Cultural Center there. Are you sure that's the right name?" And Walter, you're right. It's the Glenn and Viola Walters Cultural Center, and surely I had Guy Walters or somebody on the brain when I muffed that. So my apologies. I hope you still found the venue. It's the Walters Cultural Center, anyway. If you look at it that way, I had it basically right. The other thing I said was that that the very next Wednesday after that show, show number 24, that I would hope to see you all at the Cascade Blues Association monthly meeting. And, the fact was that at that point it was still 2 Wednesdays away. So I was early urging you all to come down to the meeting the following Wednesday. I hope nobody showed up at the Melody the wrong Wednesday. I can't imagine that you did. The most recent meeting of the Cascade Blues Association, on June something, I think the 5th, don't quote me. It's just going to be as good a show this time out as the last one, isn't it? Oh, dear. Anyway, the meeting was a really good one, and we had great music from Eric Riley and KG Jackson, and down the line I may have some treats for you from that meeting. How's that? But for now, let's hear some music. I realized it had been a while since I'd played any Rose City Kings on the show, and I hadn't played anything from their newest record, which is a live record called Holler Out for More, and it came out in 2005. And the Rose City Kings, perhaps like many bands, live is the way to catch them. I say that every week, don't I? And so this is a nice document of what it's like to be present at a Rose City Kings performance. And so I thought it'd be nice to play a couple cuts from this record. And so I hope you enjoy these. We'll jump right in, and we'll start out with Double Belly Twist, Rose City Kings.
Ooh-wee. Hey, just like this. Double belly twist.
the wall. Hey, hey, girl, get up against the wall. You know I ain't satisfied, girl, until you're giving it to me your all. My baby's got style. You know she's got class. She got a Maserati coochie and a Cadillac ass. And when she rides all night long, people, I can't take my rest. She said, come on. Down on the floor. You know how I like it. Hey, child, get down on the floor. You know I ain't satisfied, girl, until you're giving it to me your all.
This one right here is a little song called Babylene. It's about the love compass.
away, Maybelline. So far away, Maybelline. So far away, Maybelline. So far away. Won't you come on home? Won't you come on home? Won't you come on? Looking for some place or some kind of guidance, you pull out your love compass. You pull out your love compass and it's gonna point you in the right direction, cause love don't never change. Have a love compass.
He's right, you know. Everybody should. I got mine here, somewhere. The Rose City Kings with Babeline from their 2005 live release, Holler Out for More. I think that song in particular gives you a great sense of what a great showman Dan Kingby Burkery is, their frontman and guitar player. And they recorded that at Mississippi Studios here in Portland and got a great live sound there. The crowd was into it. I hope you enjoyed those two cuts. And that's a CD that you can pick up through their site or also through cdbaby.com. And you'll find links in the show notes for that. Moving on to an artist who technically is from Eugene, but is here in the Portland area a lot, has played a Cascade Blues Association monthly meeting, has played other venues here in town, a nice guy and a mentor to David Jacob Strain, who you've heard on the podcast before. This is Walker T. Ryan, and I have previously played some cuts from an earlier CD of his. But I wanted to play some newer music, and I just hadn't gotten my hands on this CD yet. This is called 13, the name of the CD, and very strong stuff here. He plays a lot of originals and then some very tastefully chosen blues classics. I'm going to have us hear a couple, one of each, kind of. So we'll open with an old Willie Dixon chestnut, Mellow Down Easy, here, and then we'll follow with one of Walker's originals. Enjoy this very, very intense acoustic blues played by someone who has a real feel for it. So here's Mellow Down Easy by Walker T. Ryan.
Jump here, jump, jump there, jump, jump, baby, everywhere. Mellow down easy, baby. You gotta mellow down easy, baby. Mellow down easy, baby, won't you blow your top? Mm-hmm. top. How about you?
That's Walker T. Ryan with a song called Burnin' Like a Kerouac Coyote, and that comes from his 2004 CD release entitled 13. I just had to play that one. Earlier in my life, I had a real strong Jack Kerouac fixation. I still have a great respect for the guy, so that song title really caught my eye, and it turns out to be this great trance-like acoustic blues thing that Walker does so well. That closes out the record, and it's his own composition. In contrast, just prior to that song, we played a Willie Dixon cover entitled Mellow Down Easy, and so it gives you a sense of Walker's range and the different approaches he takes to different pieces of music. It's a strong, strong CD overall, some great material there, and it's noted on the CD that everything vocal, guitar, harmonica, live takes in the manner of the old ones. So you got to respect him for that. That's just done in one take in a studio. Not easy to pull off. Walker was here just recently competing in the Journey to Memphis competition with the Cascade Blues Association. He did not advance to the next round, but it's my understanding that the set that he played was very outstanding. And I have no doubt that that was true. Let's see. I want to pay tribute to somebody at this point with a special cut here. It's almost 3 years since the great Portland-based bass player, Phil Haxton, passed away. Phil played with just tons of people, going all the way back to John Koontz in Johnny and the Distractions. Just prior to his passing away, he'd been with the Duffy Bishop Band for 5 years. In between those two milestones, I guess, I mean, he played with Robbie Laws, with Lily Wilde, D.K. Stewart, the Lucky Dogs, Lily Wilde, just a bunch of people, which is a testament to his skill and his ability to cross over to all kinds of different genres. He played both electric and upright bass, and this is a live recording from 2002 when the Cascade Blues Association put on the Willamette Delta Showcase, and someone who came from out of town to perform at the showcase was the harp player R.J. Michaud, and he had a Portland, he put together a Portland-based band to back him up. He opened his set by just having himself and Phil Haxton on stage, Phil on the upright bass. And so this tune opens with Phil all by himself laying down just a rock-solid, simple but elegantly executed bass line, and then RJ's song just kind of flows out on top of that. And it's just a real stellar example of what Phil was so good at. And so I wanted to play this as a, like I say, kind of a treat and kind of a tribute to Phil, who is still missed by local musicians and fans around here. So here is a R.J. Michaud with Phil Haxton doing R.J.'s song Meet Me on the Coast.
How y'all feeling? Hey! I first heard about her way back in 1989. Yes, I first saw that little girl. You know, fellas, back in 1989. It was that little club. At a little club right down the corner. Right down the corner, 19th and Riverside. Why don't you meet me? Yeah. Why don't you meet me out on the coast? Why don't you meet me? Why don't you give me a try? Come out to the coast. My baby said you come to California. Yes, dear. She says I know who you love the most.
Something. second thought, don't bother. I hope there's no hard feelings, but I just had to clean out my nest. I hope you like your new address. I hope you like your new address. I hope you like your new address. Oh yeah. I wanna see you pick up all those dirty socks off the floor. Get all those pennants off the wall. Take all that trash you keep around the house and get it on out of here. Man, do I feel sorry for your new neighbors. I hope you like your new address.
All right, a cooking little tune from the Duffy Bishop Band. That's called Change Your Address, and it comes from their 1999 CD entitled Fly the Rocket. That for that record, boy, they just pulled out all the stops. There's a horn section there. You've got the tasty guitar work of Chris Carlson. Of course, Duffy Bishop's soulful and sassy vocals. You've got drumming talent from Carlton Jackson and Michael Partlow, two big standouts in town. You have a keyboard work from both Janice Scroggins and Dover Weinberg. And on bass is actually Willie Barber. And I was going to note that, you know, this felt like an appropriate segue after the R.J. Michaud Phil Haxton tune. But in fact, it's not a Duffy Bishop release on which Phil appeared. He is on their Ooh Wee album. This just was a great track to play, and I hadn't featured anything previously from the Fly the Rocket CD, so I thought I'd take the opportunity. As I mentioned, before the Duffy Bishop tune, you heard R.J. Michaud with Phil Haxton on bass doing a real stripped-down version of R.J.'s tune, Meet Me on the Coast, which is the title track of a recent CD of his, or I should say it's about a 2001 release CD. But that one, that is just sort of a haunting feel with bass-only vocals and those harmonica interjections throughout. What a great tone R.J. Michaud has, and an equally fantastic tone Phil has on the bass. So again, about almost 3 years now since Phil passed away, and he is still remembered fondly. Let's see. I should mention before I go, and we are coming to that time, coming up, and this time I'm right, coming up next Tuesday, June 13th, is the big benefit for Curtis Salgado at the Rose Garden. And what an amazing group of performers are coming to play and raise money for Curtis's medical expenses. Of course, Curtis and his band are going to perform. But on top of that, you've got, and I don't have a list in front of me, so this is just from memory, but Robert Cray is going to be here, Little Charlie and the Nightcats, Taj Mahal and the Phantom Blues Band, Steve Miller, Everclear, Art Alexakis, the Portland-based group, and I'm already leaving some people out, so my apologies for that, but I will have a link in the show notes to where you can get more information about that show, and boy, it's going to be well worth the price of admission. Should be just a standout show, and one of those that I think you'll want to be able to say you were at, kind of like being at the Blues Festival every year. This is going to be a little mini Blues Festival dedicated to Curtis and helping him out in this difficult time, so head over there, and on top of that, you know, I know I'm late. I'm already into the weekend here, but I'm still going to say, get out wherever you can, whenever you can. Hear some live music. It's the way to listen to this stuff. And it's just the best way to catch it. I'll mention quickly, please get over, if you haven't done this yet, over to our Frapper map. That's at frappr.com/pdxbluescast, or there's a link right there on the pdxbluescast.com website. It says, where are we? If you click there, you'll go over to our Frapper map, and that's where you can see who is listening to the show and where they're listening from. And very interestingly, we've got a new listener who put himself on the map. Is Jimmy Carlisle, and he's in Lerwick, Scotland. And, you know, that's my homeland, my ancestral homeland. And so I really got a soft spot for that. And Jimmy has his own blues-related podcast, and that's in his little notes that he added to his tag on the map. So check out Jimmy Carlisle, and many thanks to Jimmy and other folks who have recently joined the map. It's great to have you up there, and we'd love to have all the rest of you up there, too. I'd love to see an indication of the active listenership here at PDX Bluescast. If you have feedback that you want to get to me, just go to the website, www.pdxbluescast.com. You can post a comment right there on the blog. You can also send email to letters@pdxbluescast.com, and you can leave us a message on the PDX Bluescast hotline at 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave us a message, and unless you ask us not to, Wow, I need my coffee, folks. We may well play it on the air. And here's a new note. I'm going to mention this. If you have a favorite Portland-based blues band and you have not yet heard that band or artist on the podcast, talk to them and make sure they know about PDX Bluescast. Tell them to get in touch with me and submit their material. And like I tell everybody who expresses an interest in the show, if I love it, I'll play it. So get it to me. And I'm always excited to hear new stuff from new people. So I think now I have covered everything. I'm sorry for the late show. I will try not to let that happen again. As I told you, I hate to have it happen. And so I'll work really hard against it. So my plan is to definitely see you next week. And so I think, you know, for now, this is Pat McDougall. I've been your host for show number 25 of PDX Bluescast. Please come back next week. Please tell your friends about the show. And until I see you next time, keep the blues alive.